Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Off and running, hour two here of Sports Talk, live at Mercedes-Benz of New Orleans. 37-27, Veterans Boulevard, a special Valentine's Day edition of Sports Talk. And got three Saints legends here in the house. Come get your picture taken or autographed with Deuce, Bobby, or Zach, or all three of them. And we found out, fellas, during the break there, we finally got Deuce to fess up on his man crush. He started playing the game with us a little bit.
Well, he has a 1 and a 1A, and it makes sense. Walter Payton being 1A, Jerry Rice 1. Yeah, that's a good man crush. Mississippi connection. Come on, Deuce.
Maybe we wouldn't call it man crush.
He's very, very bothered by that term.
Yeah, maybe with guys that
mentor. Maybe mentor.
So many insecurities.
Yeah, is it maybe mentor, Deuce? Would that be
insecurities? But yeah,
mentor. Yeah.
You know, a guy idolized. How about that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Growing up Christian.
How about that?
Thinking about it, Anthony Munoz in Cincinnati was like,
of course.
Oh, yeah.
I remember
living legend.
He opened a sports agency my junior year in college, and it was the first group that I met with coming out. And I went to go meet Anthony Munoz, and, like, he was, like, trying to get me, right? Like, he was selling himself. I was so nervous to meet Anthony Munoz.
Right.
I was, like, literally anxious
in
the car ride.
He's
the best.
Dude,
yeah.
I met him when I was a kid. My dad was stationed at Fort Knox, and he came down to Fort Knox to speak to the troops. And I'll never forget with his fingers. Remember that? No, and you've got one similar, Zach.
His goes like this.
His pinky.
It's gross. It's a 90-degree angle, which actually reaches his hand out to shake my hand, and I'm, like, trying to navigate that pinky. You don't even know where to enter it because it goes straight down.
Bobby, weird. You said you have a question for Zach and Deuce.
Well, it's just because this is what just occurred, and I know they know these dudes, and they know these coaches. I found it very interesting because it's related to Bountygate.
The Jets.
You know,
yes.
Adam Gase, coaching staff with the Jets, he's going with experience and family ties. If you look at Adam Gase, and I always love this guy, this is the best football coaching name ever, or just if it was a player. He was the offensive coordinator, remember, with the Lions. Jim Bob Cooter, running back coach. Yeah, Bob Cooter. This sounds like a football guy from Arkansas. I don't know where he's from.
Yeah, he's a former offensive coordinator for the Browns.
Lions. Yeah, and so I'm looking at, two of the central figures, when you think about the Saints' Bountygate scandal in 2012, that Joe Vitt. Now, Joe Vitt is Adam Gase's father-in-law. He's coming on as a senior defensive assistant, outside linebacker coach, to work with, who's now hired by Adam Gase defensive coordinator Greg Williams. So we all know what Greg Williams did with interim coach, what he did with the Browns. All of a sudden, he gave the Browns fans hope. But I was just wondering that, you know, I didn't know Joe Vitt and maybe Greg Williams were that close. I thought maybe they threw each other under the bus.
They did.
Yeah.
Listen.
So to me, that's
a powder keg up there.
Bobby, I'm telling you, just pray that the Jets get Hard Knocks.
Yeah.
It would be. Now, they can't because it's Gase's first year, right? Like, circumvent the rules. Joe Vitt and Greg Williams might dislike each other more than any two coaches in football.
Joe's not even going to go to the meeting.
He's not.
The defensive meeting, they're not even going to go. And, Bobby, you left out the other part.
How is that
functional?
Blake, his son, was not originally a part of the staff. And
he's on now?
Well, yep. Now he's on. And he's not. He's normally the linebacker's coach. In Cleveland, Blake was the linebacker's coach with Greg. And so Adam would not bring Blake along. Greg was not very happy. He was about to quit. And, I mean, this is all recent.
Oh, wow.
And so he said, hey, look, I'll bring him on, but he doesn't have a position assigned to him. So he's just a defensive assistant.
So you don't know, it's almost like when you think of old school battle and you hired mercenaries, you'd fight against, like, listen, the Romans might be going and you conquer a barbarian tribe. And all of a sudden, the barbarian tribe, you get them to fight for you on the same side. And then maybe last week you were trying to kill each other. And then now you're on the same side. Well, I'm looking at right now where Joe Vitt is, And Greg Williams. Now, both of y'all have been in meetings. I was part of the meeting. Y'all were playing. And I know Joe Vitt, interim head coach, when Coach Payton wasn't there. And he seemed very colorful, like Greg Williams. They weren't short on words, and they were quick-witted.
Yeah, but
one is an old-school Italian.
This is insanity that these guys are on the same staff. I'm glad you brought it up. It is insane. It's craziness. Joe Vitt.
Straight Philly.
Joe Vitt is one of those guys. I remember Joe Vitt basically was like, I can't support Jimmy Graham anymore. After he dunked over the goalpost in the Colts game, the preseason, because it cost us 15 yards. I'm never talking to him again. That's how he is.
Hey,
Greg Williams told during the Bounty Gate hearings, Greg Williams said, I tried to get rid of this program and Joe Vitt wouldn't let me get rid of it, which is complete garbage. Like, this is Joe Vitt, like the whole Bounty Gate thing, the whole system, Greg Williams, all the way back to Buddy Ryan.
Yeah,
right?
It's been around forever.
Greg Williams walked in the hearing and just tried to dump it on some random coach in the room, right? And they asked Joe Vitt about it, and Joe Vitt was like, well, I guess I got to go get myself an attorney. And, I mean, it was like everything Joe Vitt could do not to jump across the table and punch Greg Williams in the face.
And the thing is, Vitt would tell you what's on his mind.
He's going to tell you.
When I first came and did the Saints right before Katrina in that spring of March 2005 for the draft, I was yoked. I had a six-pack. I was all, like, into it. And then a few years later, you know, Joe Vitt never told me anything. I think it might have been 2014 or something. And Joe Vitt just goes to him, man, Bob, you got to push me from that table. And then he was just saying, hey, man, what happened? All of a sudden you got fat,
Hear him roast me on the pre-draft show one time when he was on. He just roasted me live on the air.
He used to tell Cam will tell you, you were born on third base. You were born on third base.
Because his dad played in the NFL.
But
he was serious.
Yeah, he was dead serious. Cam's rookie. He was born on third base.
Cam told him, Joe Vitt said, don't look at me.
Don't look at me.
You're a rookie. The rookies aren't allowed to look at me.
Bobby, Deuce, Zach, and Christian here live at Mercedes-Benz of New Orleans, 3727 Veterans Boulevard. Happy Valentine's Day. This is Sports Talk here on WWL. Back here at Mercedes-Benz of New Orleans, 3727 Veterans Boulevard. Zach Strieff, Bobby Hebert, Deuce McAllister, Christian Garrick. Phone lines are open at 504-260-1870. Text 870-870. Christopher Steuben, General Manager and Vice President here at Mercedes-Benz of New Orleans. First off, thanks for coming on, and more importantly, thank you for having us out. We love being here each and every time you guys call upon us, and you guys have a great staff and awesome showroom. But once again, thanks for having us out.
All right, we definitely appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
You bet. So, you want to play our little game of man crushes? Can you admit to a man crush?
I have a man crush. I do.
Who is it?
It's Thurman Thomas from the Buffalo Bills.
Now, you're from upstate New York?
I grew up in Buffalo, New York. That, of course, yeah.
Yeah, with Jim Kelly days. That was the heyday. Bills? The Bills, I never forget it. I won 20 straight games against an AFC team, the 21st. The Bills, Thurman Thomas, and Jim Kelly, they beat us. In the Dome. They were going to the Super Bowl, but they just weren't winning. But just think to get there. I mean,
4 years in a row, yeah. One field goal, Scott Norwood, right.
I'll tell you
that
what.
Was the Super Bowl to me that, you know, I said the better team did not win. You might say, oh, yeah, right. The Giants. No, they were better than the Giants. That was the year that the Bills should have won, hands down.
I loved the running joke until last year when the Buffalo Bills, Bills Mafia would say, you know, our playoff drought is so long it could drive. It was like, what, 18 years, something
18
like that?
Years,
yeah,
right.
18 years. Mm-hmm. So yeah. I remember going through, this was my first season as a sideline reporter, driving through the Bills parking lot and is going to the game week two that year. Pierre Thomas ended up going off in that game. He was sick in the second half.
Sick, yeah.
Yeah, so we're going through on the team bus and bottles are getting hurled at the bus, boom, and then Jim Henderson leans over to me and says, they're just mad because it's overcast and cloudy all the time here. Because Jim Henderson grew up there. So
Syracuse, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the summers are nice.
The summers are nice.
No, the summers, it's like, upstate New York, that's where a lot nicer than here. I mean, I'm just keeping it real. I mean, it ain't got to do with all the humidity. No, Buffalo is nice for the summer. Mid-May to mid-September, I can live in Buffalo. But in the winter, hell no.
Chris, you got any, brutal. You got anything going on as far as deals right now currently?
Oh, absolutely. So for Valentine's Day, we got the C-Class special lease going on right now for like $399 a month. We also have the new GLC SUV that's $399 a month on our lease deals currently.
Mm-hmm. Give me some features of it. Don't just tell me them letters. Give me some features of it.
What kind of features do you want, Deuce?
Size.
Talk to me.
I mean,
talk
I want three rows.
You want the big boy?
That's what we were talking about last time. I'm going to sell it to me now. I got Valentine's Day.
I got the GLS 550, seven-passenger SUV.
That's my wife's lease is up. She wants a GLS.
Now you're working me.
She has a job. So I said, well, go get yourself a car.
I'm proud of you.
She does very well.
We'll offer you the special employee deal.
What are those numbers looking like? That's what I need to know. Talk to me.
We'll talk later behind closed doors.
I want our own record right here. You get me behind closed doors, the numbers change, and I forget, and we talking about some other stuff, and next thing I know, I got two cars. I'm walking out of here.
I got a question, though, that he can't answer. Yeah. It seems like this place grows every time we come. Mm-hmm. Correct. The expansion, mm-hmm. I mean, it's like, whoa, is that the same place?
Yeah, we have actually a new renovation going on. We're going to start in April. It's going to take about a year. We have a 5-story parking garage that's going in, 28 new service bays, and a new pre-owned showroom as well. So pretty awesome project. We're also getting the Sprinter franchise as well, which we should start building probably in the next 2 months. So
tell me a little bit about that service department. What you got going on back there?
Service, that's all we do is take care of customers all day long. Right, Bobby? You got the coffee and donuts right now.
I said I want coffee to burn it right to
espresso.
I will tell you now, I bought a car from here, right? I bought a car, I guess, 2 years ago from this dealership, and I told them when I bought
It's up for you to buy another one, correct?
No. that was a one-time shot for me. Now, my wife wants one, but it's interesting. It's actually Mr. Benson's car. Interesting side note. But I told them when I bought it, I said, listen, I can get this cheaper if I buy it off some weird fangled website, right? Like, you can do that now. I said, but I'm trusting that y'all are going to take care of me. That's why I want to buy it locally. Y'all got to take care of me. And they are phenomenal. It's the best service. Like, I have a hard time going anywhere else. I got a Lincoln outside, and I'm like, man, I got to drive that thing in.
So you're driving Mr. Benson, probably one of his last cars, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty awesome. Is that
mm-hmm. Special.
Yeah, right? very special.
Yeah.
But y'all still ain't going to take my service opportunity. I'm talking about I'm trying to get a service scheduled over here. That's what I'm trying to get done.
They could do that. That's easy.
We'll do pickup and delivery for you.
That's what I want to hear, Chris. Yeah. I need to know pickup and delivery.
Listen,
there you go.
They've been doing that since the day I got it. They come and
Well, you didn't say that. You talked about some other stuff. I want to know
here,
that part.
I have a seat. I drive in. They fill the air up in my tires. They come and get a car wash. They got beignets on Sundays. The whole deal here is good. Mm-hmm. Was it Sundays?
Saturdays.
Yeah, beignets on Saturdays.
Well, I know Saturday they got some mornings, strong coffee yes. back yep. there that I'm going to go get. I know they got some strong coffee.
Mm-hmm. Christopher Steuben, General Manager and Vice President here at Mercedes-Benz of New Orleans. Once again, thanks for having us out. All right, appreciate it.
What's that deal one more time, Chris? What's your best deal you got?
Best
for
deal
all our listeners.
$399 a month, C-Class and GLC.
If someone comes in here in the next 2 days, they could get that wrapped up before Valentine's Day?
Absolutely.
There you go.
Absolutely.
That's for all the guys that have made some errors in the last few months.
Wait. Fix you should be doing it for error because you're making an error. That's not
well, – come in here and fix your problems.
Exactly right.
A car for Valentine's Day is –
That should clear it up.
Chris would be here every other day.
It's pretty true. It's pretty true. Chris, thanks again.
All right, thank you guys.
All right, you bet. 504-260-1870. Text 87870. Our Blue Runner Foods opinion poll online for you. On a scale of 1 to 5, how optimistic are you the Saints can recreate the success of 2018? Cast your vote online at WWL.com or call us
so
at 504-260-1870.
5 being the best? Or?
Yeah. That's typically how
I don't know. I mean, like, why didn't you go 1 to 10? I don't know.
I knew this show was going to be a whole lot of fun.
1 to 5. So 5 being the best. Oh, right now, before it even starts, who are they going to drive, even though free agency and all that? Oh, no, 4.
You already answered this question.
Yeah, I'm changing it. I'm getting more optimistic.
Nice.
This is Sports Talk live at Mercedes-Benz of New Orleans, 3727 Veterans Boulevard in Metairie. Deuce, Bobby, Zach, and Christian here on WWL.
His brother works in the back when I was pulling up. Yeah, he goes, that's my brother. I don't know if he was-
brother was Pro Bowl special teams player.
Back here at Mercedes-Benz of New Orleans, special edition of Sports Talk. 3727 Veterans Boulevard is where you can find us. Bobby Hebert, Zach Strieff, Deuce McAllister. I'm Christian Garrick. The Saints making a special teams hire today. They hired Darren Rizzi, 26 years of experience to the Saints staff. Spent 10 seasons with the Miami Dolphins, serving as their special teams coordinator the last 8 seasons. Bobby, I want to start with you. I was surprised when they cleaned house special teams-wise, but then again, I mean, Sean Payton has been known to do those things, and trying to always upgrade his staff, and I'm sure he feels like Rizzi brings in that upgrade.
Well, and you look at, I thought we were outstanding in a coverage units, kickoff and punt coverage, but the return game led a lot to be desired. You look at Mike Westhoff, how can you not like that old-school type coach? Look, de facto special teams coordinator, he joined the Saints in 2017. But the title, like Bradford Banner, and then they had Kevin O'Day to help with the kicking game. They were all part of that for this season. But, you know, it was kind of puzzling, though, like you said, you know, you got different people who rank Saints special teams. And I had one ranking where I saw they finished second in this. It was actually the Dallas Morning News. They finished second in the annual special teams rankings. Well, that had to be what our coverage here. And our punt coverage was unbelievable. I think, like, setting amongst the best in NFL history. And then all of a sudden, like you said, they were going after the special teams coordinator from the Dolphins. But I'm going to kind of miss Westhoff walking around with that cane, you know, kind of old school. And then him and I would always tell old war stories because he was an old USFLer going back to the early 80s. So he said the only way I would have considered coming back is if Brad Banner were back. And he said, you know, I think I'll just go off on the wayside, so to speak. But I thought who they had lost early? Deuce Schwartz.
Yeah, Schwartz would help as well.
Especially in the past 2 years, then he took a job with the Browns.
Correct.
So he left. So yeah, it's going to be a totally different atmosphere in how they're going to be coached when we're going to watch the OTAs and minicamp on special teams.
Mike Westhoff thought what? I think you said this, Zach, that every rookie was like useless. In other words, like he's just
like
that kind of guy.
Every coach that's been in the NFL since like the 80s, thinks every rookie is worthless.
Yeah, he don't know. He doesn't know what he's doing.
But no, I'll tell you, I talked to Mike during training camp. He's the reason JT Gray was on this roster for part of the year. And really
from Mississippi State, right? Yeah.
Man, he loved JT on special teams. He liked the tough guys. And I think, you know, I think the end of this season was really hard for Mike. Mike's never been to a Super Bowl. Hmm. He coached 37 years. He's never been to the big game. And I think, you know, I saw him actually after that game. We went out to dinner and Mike came to the table and walked up and he, you could tell.
How about dejected, huh?
He looked at me and he goes, "That was my chance."
Exactly.
And it's like, it's like heart wrenching.
Well, you know? The Deuce will know this.
And before you go there, Bobby, you know, he was another guy that pushed for Taysom Hill.
He said,
"I found Taysom Hill."
He walked in the meeting room like the third day, and he was like, "Who's this like ripped, jacked guy that doesn't do anything at practice? Like, can I use him?" Right? He's like, "We got this guy over here who runs a 4.4, and he's all muscly, and he's just standing there. Can I use him?"
Taysom Hill was like, that's what Tim Tebow could have became, but almost how the Saints lost, Westhoff would have been almost like. I was so dejected, like the old Fran Sanford when he said, like, I'm coming home.
Coming home.
What was his wife? I can't think of his name.
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth. Coming home, Elizabeth. I can see Westhoff being totally devastated because he knows that was kind of like the last rodeo.
Yeah, I mean.
It's like, what? It's like, it's right before your eyes. What, we going to the Super Bowl. And then for that to happen, because you look at the age and all comes about, he knows that that's it. Okay,
37 years.
That was my chance.
It's really sad. I mean,
no, it
really
is. It's so frustrating,
especially a guy like that who's been so successful his whole career. I mean, Mike Westhoff has been
one of the best
special teams coordinators in football for years and years and years, and has never had the chance
to
get to that
so
game.
So far,
it's brutal.
Yeah, and so you talk about the new
Rizzi.
So Rizzi has a history with. Sean going back to really when
John Bonamago.
Not Bono, but
the team
tight end coach, and then it's Dan Campbell. They were on the same staff, but it goes back to Parcells. You know that whole Dallas kind of lineup. That's where that circle comes in. But what's the coach up at Minnesota that passed away?
Sperano. Tony Sperano.
Tony Sperano and all those guys, they were kind of tight
so
together.
So that's that connection.
That's the connection. But he's also a good coach, not just a connection. He's also a good coach. So,
year in and year out.
Well, Bobby, I'm even telling him, looking in the audience, we got one of our favorite members of the Who Dat Nation, Keith. And I said, Keith, I tell you, you want to make the Saints next year? You know how we got a great team? We still, Tommy Lee Lewis, look, okay, don't fumble. But can you get to where someone, if you could just average like 10 yards of punt return, you can make the Saints? I mean, it's amazing how that's one area I know, the return game. We were outstanding covering. And that the way the kickoffs are now, you're very seldom going to get a long kickoff return. But punt return, well, we didn't have – you never on the edge of your seat like, oh, this might go to the house.
It might go.
Yeah.
Yes, we were. Just catch it.
Just catch it. Don't fumble.
The Saints making a couple of roster moves. We'll talk about that next here on Sports Talk on WWL. Expected the Saints starting to make a little roster move, signing exclusive rights free agent players, Justin Hardy, Cameron Tom Deuce. No surprise there.
And also a long snapper.
Zach Woods
also not necessarily unexpected in all three of those situations. And when you talk about exclusive rights, it's basically the Saints make an offer or they don't. You know, there's really no negotiations for those players, but it's also for them an opportunity to get under contract and really continue on with their career. And it does also help them to be able to at someday be able to get to free agency.
Yeah. You know, I'm disappointed in that we couldn't keep because it was like local guy from Bonneville. It was at the Saints,
Arthur
went
Millett.
To the coach.
Arthur Millett.
Then now, then he just, right then he signed with the Jets, right?
Just signed with the Jets.
Yeah. And then I was like, you know, just that local flavor there. And
you start to look at the offseason. Obviously, free agency starts on March 11th and then the draft in April. And I want Zach to weigh in on this. And the Saints have, what, second-round pick. They only have one pick in the top 100. How could they eventually maybe earn some more draft capital? Could it be, Zach, that they look to move Andres Pete? He was a name that surfaced in the Patrick Peterson possibility of a trade early in the season. You think Andres Pete's a movable commodity?
I think it depends on whether there's somebody in the draft they feel that is worth that type of a capital. I mean, you know, Andres is on the – he'll be on the final year of his rookie deal, so he's going to be staring down a big payday. And, you know, rental players in the NFL don't get paid real well. Don't – you know, their value is not that high when they know they got to turn around and pay him. So if there's a player out there, you know, you take an example, say you're sitting in the second round. You know, I don't know the Saints get back into the first round this year. I don't know that. You know, it's going to be expensive certainly to do it. And I don't know if there's a bunch of guys that you're wanting to dump that into. I don't know if you have a real clear, you know, replacement on the roster for Andres Pete, a guy who you feel great about plugging in there and not any questions. So, but if you're sitting there in the second round and there's a guy that comes up on your board that you have a, you know, that you love, a guy like Mike Thomas was a guy that I heard super early in that process they loved. And you know, and there's a guy sitting there that they feel great about the value, I think they could go out and maybe make a move like that. They'd be willing to take that type of a chance. But I think it's going to depend on how they see players. I think it's going to be tough to get back in the top of this draft, which ultimately is all anybody cares about. I mean, if they go out and get a six-round pick, no one's going to talk about it.
Now, Zach, two-part question. You and Deuce can chime in on this. Josh Larive is 29 years of age. What do you think if he has a role in the future along the offensive line? You know, he'd be dealing with Andres Pete and stuff, and you always want that depth there. But what about what just occurred with Oyemata, considering that with Sheldon Rankins with the Achilles and Tyler Davidson, that to me is not even a big deal. To me, what happened to P.J. Williams is more of a big deal when you look at that track record versus Oyemata as far as when they – negotiating with him, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, I think David's worst case scenario is that he gets a game, and I could honestly see a scenario where he doesn't even get that from what I've kind of heard of what exactly happened. I think
right.
It's possible that he doesn't even get to, I don't think that changes the Saints' plans at all at that position. I think Tyler Davidson is a guy they want to bring back. A lot of this in free agency turns into what's your market and what are people out there willing to pay. But with Sheldon being down, I think D-tackle is an area they're right. really going to want to shore up. I think they were really happy with Taylor Stallworth. I thought Taylor played very well.
Outstanding.
But it's still a position that with as late as Sheldon's injury was.
You're thin.
And listen, also a guy that's had other lower body injuries. He had a broken ankle his second year, you know, or his rookie year. So – I think they're gonna look for depth at that position. I could see them bringing in a veteran there.
And Zach, there's the reason why I'm exaggerating about Taylor Stallworth, because we kind of viewed him, you know, when you're building a roster, you're signing free agents, almost like a camp body. And then it's hard to judge because you're not really going live, but then you'd see him make plays and go, man, I think that Taylor Stallworth could play.
Yeah.
And then look how monumental his impact, considering where he came from, how he contributed.
What ends up happening with young guys that are undrafted in particular is that they take a long time to catch your eye when you're watching from the outside.
Right.
So even as like a player, you take a guy like Pierre Thomas. When Antonio Pittman is sitting there as your fourth-round pick and he makes a play, everyone's like, oh, that was good. You know what
right,
I mean?
Right, good play.
But like, it's like Pierre had to make 10 to get the same reaction. I think Taylor Stallworth is that same kind of a guy.
Well, you know, I had to do that too. Chris Ivory and Kyrie Robinson.
Right.
It was like, all I know is in practice, I don't think they're going live, but he's running over a few players.
Almost, it's almost like you're trying to make excuses for right, why they're right. doing well, whereas the coaches that have a more intimate look get to see it up close more.
Right.
And those are the guys, those types of players, those are the guys that make Super Bowl teams. I think it's one of the reasons why the Patriots have been so successful is the bottom of their roster has been so strong.
Rachel Van Voorhees, principal harp, Louisiana Philharmonic, and also solo harp at Windsor Court Hotel. Taking us out, this is Sports Talk here on WWLAMFMN.com. Back here at Mercedes-Benz of New Orleans on 3727 Veterans Boulevard, hanging out with three Saints legends, Zach Strief, Bobby Hebert, Deuce McAllister. Phone lines are open at 504-260-1870. Text 870-870. Deuce, if you could have one do-over with your career, what would it be?
Do-over?
Yeah. Well, maybe it's a play. Maybe it's an instance.
Give me a whole season, man. Give me two seasons. I want my rookie year back. I want 05 back, and I want 08 back.
Okay. I know why in 05.
Well, I want 07 back. I don't want 08. I want 07.
07 was another knee injury, right?
And I want my rookie year back.
Why your rookie year?
I didn't get the 16 carries. I only had 16 carries the complete year.
They were saving you, Deuce.
They wasn't saving me.
That's only one game.
Yeah, that's one game. 16 carries.
Don't get them started on that.
The whole year. So give me those three back. If I can't have all three, give me my rookie year and give me 05 back.
And Ricky was still on the team when they
Ricky was
well, they
back.
Were waiting to get rid of Ricky before they were going to give you the rock.
Yeah, we had a weird sub system. I mean, it was weird. The players controlled when you go in. And
so what would Ricky Williams say? Rook, you're not going in.
He didn't call me Rook. He's like, no, I'm going in.
Incentives.
Yeah, he had that incentive deal. Oh,
okay,
so
I got you.
Rick wouldn't come out.
Bobby, give me a play that you'd like to have back in your career.
A play?
Play or game?
Minnesota in the playoffs. No, not Minnesota in the playoffs. They're way better than us. I'd say the Eagles in 92. I say, got it, because we had got off to a great start. We were winning at half. That game, but I would say more, and it's not even NFL, because it was like a Saints moment or a Minneapolis miracle with the Oakland Invaders. We playing Coach Warren, the Baltimore Stars in the championship in the Meadowlands. We're going to win the game. It's like a minute and something left, and big old 10 Newton, actually Antonio Gibson, who played with the Saints, we running down 1 to 2 yard line, first and goal. We're going to go. We down before. We're going to win the game, and all of a sudden – Antonio Gibson's getting blocked, and Tim Newton's ready to gore him, and he punches Tim Newton right, like uppercut. And then he got so mad, then he just balls out and swings and punches Antonio Gibson. So he throw the flag. So now we got first and goal at the 17, and, you know, he always catch the second guy.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm saying that just that one play, then I'd have won 2 out of 3 years of championship in the USFL.
Well,
instead of one.
If I'm going to have one game, it's going to be 06, 07, but it's NFC championship game, Chicago.
Yeah.
Get more carries than that one, too.
Yeah, that's another story.
Come on, Sean.
Sure subject with Deuce McAllister. Two down, two to go here. Sports
Nine.
Talk. Sports Talk rolls on. A little disdain there.
Not
huh?
that he was counting.
Nah. This is right. Sports Talk here on Saints Radio, WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.